Hebrews chapter 3. Therefore, holy brothers, partakers of a heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Jesus, who was faithful to him who constituted him, as also Moses was in all his house. For he has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, by as much as he who built the house has more honor than the house. For every house is built by someone, but he who built all things is God. And Moses was faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of the things to be spoken later. But Christ was faithful as a son over his house, whose house we are, if indeed we hold fast the boldness and the boast of hope firm to the end. Therefore, even as the Holy Spirit says, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the provocation, in the day of trial in the wilderness, where your fathers tried me by testing me and saw my works for 40 years. Therefore I was displeased with this generation, and I said, they always go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. As I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Beware, brothers, lest perhaps there be in any one of you an evil heart of unbelief in falling away from the living God. But exhort one another each day, as long as it is called today, lest any one of you be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partners of Christ, if indeed we hold fast the beginning of the assurance firm to the end. While it is said, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the provocation. For who provoked him when they heard? Indeed, was it not all who came out of Egypt by Moses? And with whom was he displeased for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they should not enter into his rest, except to the disobedient? And we see that they were not able to enter in because of unbelief.